think this 1,000 reduction can really...
Yes, sir, we can.
Is that going to be an assumption that it's going well, and if it doesn't go well...
No, sir. One of the major premises, two major premises we have. First, I believe we can complete the military campaign in the first three quarters in 64 and the fourth quarter in 65. But second, if it extends beyond that period, we believe we can train the Vietnamese to take over the essential functions and withdraw the bulk of our forces. And this 1,000 is in conjunction with that. I have a list of the units here that are represented by that 1,000.
Can't they...
We need a way to get out of Vietnam. This is a way of doing it. And to leave forces there when they're not needed, I think is wasteful and complicates both their problem and ours.
The question that occurs to me is whether we want to get publicly pinned to a date in 6A.
Well, that goes back to Arabic 2.
Yes, it does. It's
something we debated very strongly. I think it is a major question. I would just say this, that we talked to 174 officers, Vietnamese and U.S., and in the case of the U.S., I always ask the question, when can you finish this job in the sense that you will reduce this insurgency to little more than sporadic incidents? Inevitably, except from the Delta, they would say 64 would be ample time. I realize that's not necessarily, assuming no major new factors entering the picture, I realize that's...
Let's say it anyway, and then 65
is the Delta.
I think, Mr. President, we must have a means of disengaging from this area. We must show our country that means. And the only slightest difference between Max and me in this entire report is in this one estimate of whether or not we can win the war in 64 in the upper three territories and 65 in the fourth. I'm not entirely sure of that, but I am sure that if we don't meet those dates in the sense of ending the major military campaigns, we nonetheless can withdraw the bulk of our U.S. forces according to the schedule we've laid out and worked out, because we can train the Vietnamese to do the job.
Ambiguously read, and we're not quite sure what people will think it means. Bob has a strong reason for stating it.
I want to hear the argument. Let me say that I think we will not make any serious objection to this. I've told Bob just now I can see certain advantages in it, and I've consulted with Abel, who feels
too. My only reservation about it is that it commits us to a kind of if the war doesn't continue to go well. Look like you were overly optimistic, and I'm not sure what benefit we get out of this time less than 1,000.
Mr. President, we have the 1,000 split by units, so that if the war doesn't go well, we can say these 1,000 would not have influenced the course of action.
The advantage of taking them out is that we can say to the Congress and the people that we do have a plan for reducing the exposure of U.S. combat personnel to the guerrilla actions in South Vietnam, actions that the people of South Vietnam should gradually develop a capability to suppress themselves. And I think this will be of great value to us in meeting the very strong views of Fulbright and others that we're bogged down in Asia and won't be there for decades.